The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyarat Ali Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Ziyarat Ali Yasin, what we have is 23 times of saying salam to Imam Zaman, to Imam Mahdi, Jalallah Ta'ala. And there can be several reasons for that. One is because it is the time of occultation, and there is no shrine where the body of Imam was, you know, buried there, or you know, where Imam is physically remembered there. We need deep connection with repetition of this salam. We establish strong connection with Imam first before we enter into the rest of things. This is one reason. Another reason is this is recitation of a lover. A lover just wants to keep, you know, talking and mentioning the name of the beloved. In these salams, we have lots of important points that help us in our ma'rifah of Imam and our connection with Imam that inshallah we are going to mention. And also, every salam would be returned, reciprocated. Because Quran says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Whenever you are greeted, you should greet either the same or better. If I say salam to Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif with attention, with sincerity, he would certainly return my salam, and there is a great chance that he would add, because Allah says, فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوا, at least equal. Otherwise, Allah says, give better. First, he says, give better. So the preference is to give better. For example, someone says, Assalamu alaykum. You say, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. He says, Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. You say, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So imagine if you receive 23 salams from Imam Mahdi. Means 23 du'as from Allah asking to send peace to you. Then you would be changed. So this is about salam and why we have different styles. And here we have repetition of salam. So the first one is Salamun ala Ali Yasin. Our first salam is to the family. So we first send salam to Imam, but as a member of family, so therefore we send salam to whole family. But we are so eager to talk to Imam quickly that when it comes to rest of family, we just summarize and we say Salamun ala Ali Yasin. Ali Yasin, according to a very common interpretation, means all of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Yasin is one of the names of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore all Yasin means all Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people have read El Yasin referring to Elias, the prophet Elias. But it seems that it's more likely that it is Al Yasin. Allama Tabatabai, Rahmatullah Alay, in Al-Mizan, he quotes a hadith from Ma'an al-Akhbar by Sheikh al-Saduq that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said something, and there is similar from Uyun Akhbar al-Raza by Imam Raza alayhi salam. Again, Uyun Akhbar al-Raza is compiled by Sheikh al-Saduq. Both Ma'an al-Akhbar and Uyun Akhbar al-Raza compiled by Sheikh al-Saduq, that Yasin is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are Al Yasin. So, first we send our salam to the whole family. Then we say, As-salamu alayka ya da'iyallahi wa rabbaniya ayate. Peace be upon you, O the one who invites and calls towards God. وَرَبَّانِيَّ آيَاتِ, the one who is aware, who has understanding and ma'rifah of his verses and signs and communications. So, two things are mentioned here. One is الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Two, to be aware of Allah's communications or signs. دَعْوَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ is very important Quranic concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ahzab says that one of the tasks of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to call people towards God with his own leave, with his own permission. Ya ayyuhan nabi inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. The Prophet called towards God bi'iznihi. This bi'iznihi is very important. If you invite someone to someone's house without his permission, maybe that person wouldn't open the door. Yeah? Someone says, do you know house of, for example, that Ayatollah? I say, yes, I can show you. But I take that person there, but maybe Ayatollah is not there, maybe he's busy, maybe the door is not open. But if Ayatollah says, you are authorized to invite people to my house, then whenever you take someone, it is as if he himself has invited. There is no chance, no way that he would not open the door. He would not make himself available. So Rasulullah is da'iyan ila Allah bi'izni. Also, Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. This da'wah ila Allah is also for whoever follows the Prophet. And this da'wah should be with basira, with insight. In any case, Imam is the one who has this authority from Allah to call people towards him. Not just like a scholar who can teach people. No, someone who can invite people towards God with blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone who has so much of ma'rifah of Allah's communications, Allah's revelation, Allah's religion, that he is Rabbaniya ayat. He is well informed. There is nothing hidden from him, nothing that he is ignorant about it. So we start this salam with such a deep understanding of the function of Imam in the realm of spirituality and in the realm of teaching the communication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.